Absolutely. Completely agree. Sheriff's office. I'm the one who gets the phone call. Done with the medical examiner at 100. Emergency management. Keith, come up here and tell us about emergency management. There's an increase. A lot of that can be attributed to radios. But give us the 3-minute emergency management budget.
Yes, sir. We just had our commission meeting last Wednesday, and the highlights of our meeting were that we are allowed to roll over our funds, and that allows us to go ahead and smooth things out. So one of the areas where we're kind of smooth out our funding is by requesting $16,600 over 3 years to better position us to be able to pay for the radios. And that includes a possible replacement of what we call a bidirectional antenna up on the roof that allows us to pump the radio down into our EOC, plus 9 radios, which my agency currently has at this time. Another aspect.
That's a mid-grade radio is all I'll talk about is what you're budgeting for.
Correct. A mid-grade radio, so that might go up in certain areas, might go down in other areas. Another area where we're trying to get ourselves up to speed is our staff through the HR survey has been at the bottom or quite honestly off the bottom of the pay scales, and we are trying to move ourselves up to at least the mid-range with both me at the 7-year mark and with Melissa coming up on the 10-12-year mark as we're going on through there. Another area is that we've been looking at is also a coordinator for our Coalition for Disaster Recovery, which just maximizes our volunteers and is a huge payback in being able to utilize other human resources out there at low or no cost to us. Those were the main ones. In the future, we are funding a disaster fund, which in FY20 we should have up to our target. The other thing is that by that time we should have our radio fund fully populated. And by FY21, we're hoping to reach a midpoint for salary for Melissa and I. So that's the main thing. Overall, the budget reflects actual commission usage of going up 6.2. The vast majority of that is just trying to get salaries up to a point that's appropriate. And
questions?
$15,000
over 3 years,
is that $16,000 per year?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yep. So 9 radios at roughly $4,000 apiece gets you to $36,000, plus the bidirectional antenna that we might potentially would have.
Potentially have to.
Just emergency management is trying to think ahead of what this is going to look like.
And then a coordinator for the disaster recovery, Betty is
We have managed to pay for that out of grant resources. Those grant resources are no longer available to us.
We did get a $20,000 donation from the
Dakota Access
Pipeline. Dakota Access Pipeline Emergency Management Commission has not yet determined how those funds are going to be left. So we got that. Anything further for Keith? Appreciate you sitting through long enough for us to get here. Any questions about 226, 271? Okay, moving on. Stop me when we get to one that you guys want to talk about. Most of these are pretty baked in the cake. Economic development for 72.5. Tell me what all's in there.
$15,000 for the narrative.
Okay.
The workforce development, $30,000. And contracts for small communities for economic development, $42,500 of that. And then in the next line, there's another $42,500 for that. So there's that contract is actually $85,000 if it's split between two lines.
Okay.
Plus the workforce is another 30.
Well, yes, the workforce is another 30, exactly.
And the request for workforce is to go up 15.
Correct.
So what has happened since Brenda's come in, and I hope you guys both agree, it's not in there yet. That's why we're talking about it.
Okay.
So we got a letter from Dan Colhane requesting that we grow our workforce contribution by 15. Do you have a copy of that? And so since Brenda's come on, I really hope that we all agree the job that Brenda is doing. But the reality is the AEDC has more than doubled what they're putting in. About 50, and they put about 50,000 more into workforce since Brenda has taken over. And they're estimating that of that 50, 15,000 of it is going to support the community outside of Ames. And that's why they're coming to us and asking us to go from 30,000 to 45,000 in our workforce contribution.
I just like to mention, this is a kind of
thing
in all
theaters. Yeah, so it came and I shot it to Lisa, and I don't know why I didn't shoot it everywhere else. I just did. You know, I think I shot it to Lisa thinking that we could work it in the packet somehow, and I didn't.
Yeah, so. I just made a copy of it.
There you go.
I know we've all gone out with Brenda at various times, and I guess my conversations with her, the conversations that she and I have gone out and had with a couple of employers now and plan to have more on related to transportation because it's a critical factor of workforce development, are all reasons where I can understand that an increase of some kind is warranted to come to Surrey County. The, you know, I'm looking and I'm thinking 15,000, is that really that much if we can help solve some of these problems? I think the transportation is a huge one. I know she and I have spent time together this year. As far as the dollar amount, I don't have much of a problem with it. Then I look at it's a 50% increase and, you know, the percentage kind of glares at me.
Sure.
But I know that this is the multifaceted issue that she's working on. And there's just not one avenue with no town, one way to go to help. There's got to be solutions across the board. And so, yeah, I think 15,000, because of so much work that she's doing that is connected with a county component, in addition to, I think, the citizens of Ames, and Ames is part of it also, but, yeah, I think.
But that portion, so it's a 50% increase that's coming from us, but they got a 100% increase for workforce in their budget.
I see. Okay.
Right. So Ames is absolutely
right. Yeah. All right. I'm comfortable with this increase. I know you said something was coming. Wasn't sure how much.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So if you guys are comfortable, that takes us from this 72.5 to 87.5, and we would remain at 42.5 in the other.
What about Reno Grant? Is that Hart? 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 Is that Hart
configured and relaunched.
Yep.
And we got a bike pretty quick, and I'm pretty pleased that we had an equity turn.
So 92.5 instead of 87.5.
And before we move on, if there's anything else, I'd like to jump back up to the line above houses.
Okay, yep, let's talk about it.
Okay, so originally what we've got proposed kind of is a tentative $25,000 for re-estimate expenses, given the if in fact we know there'll be some expenses that we'll still have despite whatever the Iowa Finance Authority study does. and originally had proposed $25,000 for the spend for fiscal year 19 expenses. Okay. We don't know with the IFA study. It's not due until next month, so I'd like to make sure we've got some type of dollar amount in for fiscal year 18 and 19. Originally, we thought we would be up near $70,000, so I was thinking the $25,000 might be good estimate. Maybe go down to $20,000 for fiscal year 18. The study, so that would be $20,000 for the housing study, rather than the $4,510. Where did the $4,510 come from?
It voted on Board of Supervisors' commitment to pay $4,510 or something.
For a housing study, that's never been done.
Right.
But I think that's because of the formation of the Story County Housing Trust Fund Board. So I'm just trying to recall this conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
Recall that.
So here's my issue. So, Loris, I am on board 100% that whatever comes back from IFA, I believe, will probably have elements that we want to fully flesh out more. But I don't know that it resides with the three of us. I think it probably flows through the Housing Trust Fund Board to us.
And I have a large disagreement with that, because the housing study, we have a proposal that is yet, I think, should be with us conducting it, and we have the capacity then with some dollars to be able to conduct that. And once again, I think we heard from Brenda Dreyer sitting up here, they're not ready to take on more funding or more programs, and there's been no indication, for my knowledge, from the Housing Trust Fund Board that they're in any place to oversee a study of the housing assessment for Story County.
Yeah, I had just the opposite conversation with the chair and vice chair, so Brenda's the vice chair of the board. That they're worried about too many, as they really get formed and going, which, I mean, you know, you were a major part of the formation of that. As they really get formed and going, they're worried about too many moving parts that they don't get to really have a say in. And whether it's administered or not, I'm not even suggesting that they would be the one administering it, but I am suggesting that they would sequence what they have interest in coming to them and when.
Well, first of all, I think we've got a lot of people involved in this conversation now that we all need to share information, because you having those conversations and not passing it on to Marty, who is our rep on the Housing Trust Fund Board. I'm assuming, Marty, you're looking like you don't know any of this.
I was appointed just beginning of the month. I have had no information necessarily provided to me. I was just waiting for the reach out and go from there.
Okay.
I figured this is more of a slow walk than a rush.
Boy, and this was brought to you as a proposal that was independent of the Housing Trust Fund. In addition, in part because the Housing Trust Fund is going to focus on just the affordability part of it. And this housing assessment study is supposed to be for all the housing needs in the county, not just staff that who might have funding in the future run through the Housing Trust Fund Board. So they have a very different and, I believe, more narrow purpose than what we want to do here. I'm disappointed that these conversations occur, especially that Brenda Dreyer knew what the intent was of bringing this housing assessment study forward and why we wanted to make the deadlines we wanted to make on this, and to bring in an entity who is only positioned to do one part of this. And the timing, Brenda was a big person who pushed upon me the timing involved in this. Okay, so I'm sitting here a little feeling like I got really backhanded on.
Well, first of all, we're just having a conversation, Loris, and each of the three of us have independent conversations with whomever we choose to have conversations about as we try to wrap our minds around things. But for you to suggest that your primary focus in bringing forward the proposal that you brought was not related to affordable housing. So the conversation that I remember us having early on was we need to do the full assessment. We need to look at everything as it relates to affordable housing in Story County. I've never had the conversation that we need to be allocating county resources to look at anything housing-related beyond affordable housing issues.
Well, the affordability part of it we built in via by the maximum amount per unit. And I did bring forward an example that showed with some income, but we decided that in no way does the county want to be involved in any, you know, as looking as a pilot program part. Okay, so coming back to the housing study was to ascertain all housing available. So are you making a little confused with a pilot program?
Well, I'm rolling it all together, right? So I thought that they all the study would show where we had some real needs, and then the pilot program would put dollars in to try to address those needs.
On the affordable end, here's where the difference.
Sure, but to me that's the assessment of what we were looking at in terms of housing in Story County. That's our need.
If I conveyed that in any way, specifically saying that the study itself was only for affordable housing, I'm going to, at this point, apologize.
No. You don't need to apologize for anything. My understanding was never that the assessment I understood would have to do with everything.
Yes.
But the component that I felt like we were interested in. So you do everything so that you can learn something. You might learn more than that.
Right.
But the something that I took away that we really wanted to learn was affordable housing. Where is affordable housing? Where are our needs? Let's get that piece done. And that's where, in my mind, you married the pilot program to that component. You don't have anything to apologize for. I'm just telling you what I understood from the proposal and why I'm feeling a little reluctant to again, I said this last time, put the cart ahead of the horse when we're just, I'm all in that we're going to get there, but just because we're going to get there doesn't mean we're going to get there today.
Coming back, affordable. We need to go back to the definition of affordable. I think that's part of where this is, where kind of living. Affordable anymore in Story County among various discussion groups is that for first-time homeowners, for starter housing, the Story County Housing Trust Fund is dealing with low to moderate income people, and they are looking at any program they're going to be developing, certainly for the next few years, and definitely with what they've developed so far, and even what they rejected as not being able to handle as a program right now, all have been tied to low to moderate or below. They're all tied into income guidelines. So that's where the difference is. For me, when I talk about the affordable, I am talking about starter housing, too. We have a critical need for low to moderate income people for housing. But we also have, when you talk to, you're talking a lot of youth, but you're also, I will understand, as Marty's, you know, as people have had this conversation, as Brenda's writers had conversation in the smaller communities, they're looking at building market rate housing from the starter level in Collins, looking at those 900 to 1,000 square foot housing, to what is now being discussed in Colo, I had a conversation with Andy Webb and Roland that he's looking for affordable to him is actually now looking at that by the time you do the land and maybe a modular home on it, $100,000 and looking to stick those $150,000. Yeah. So that's where I think we're separating here. And the housing study itself is to look at everything that's available in the county so that various sections whether it be the housing trust fund or whether it be some kind of initiative that might be taken on by the Realtors Association, or whether, if there are other people out there who are looking at what they may do to partner with others to create housing opportunities. So that's why, once again, then when we looked at the timing of this housing study itself, part of it was to tie into the pilot project, and then as we have now learned in talking to AIMS, a lot of the information that we think we will need that may not be in the IFA report itself will probably be coming from Vanessa Baker Latimer's portion of her role in the AIMS comprehensive study.
There you go. I come to this as we had a conversation, and you brought the example to us of the fact that we knew the IFA study was coming out next month.
Right.
We know that as you formulated the housing trust board here in the county, that it would have a life of its own and a timeline of its own. And I think that, you know, some of these things are just going to start falling into place and moving forward. Once again, the age is running on its own time schedule. And you address it, I think, very well in the sense that you have private entities for a nonprofit component are looking at individual communities, individual areas for development to address these needs. Because, you know, you said it without saying it, is these are the market entry points for housing in some communities. You go out there and see Plumberville, he's got 70 lots he's going to put online for manufactured housing, single wide, double wide here in the Bay alone. That would be an entry level. I mean, this conversation, things are being done outside of us that, you know, I think needs to be acknowledged. I mean, if we don't move on necessarily anything, we don't fund it, it's still happening.
But there's a separate conversation here, Doris, because I think I tend to agree with a lot of what you just said. But where I hear you and I parting ways, and help me if I'm missing this, is I view the county's role as being a funder when those groups you just listed, when they get together and say, hey, here's the IFA study. Now we need to go beyond that IFA study, and here's what it's going to cost us to put that together. And then they facilitate it, they select the contractor to do it, they pull together what they need, and they say to the county, oh, by the way, we need some help funding this, here's how many dollars we need. I'm all in on that. I'm hearing you say, and again, if I'm missing this, I apologize, I'm hearing you say that you think we need to be the one running it, facilitating it, deciding what's in it, and then we push the information out once we get it.
Well, I say the housing study part of it, because I don't think there's any other entity that is truly concentrating on pulling all of the need information together. That's what I'm saying here. That you, whether it's happening right out in the individual communities or whether it's coming in from the low and moderate income part to the housing trust fund study, nobody is doing the coordination of taking this on to oversee it in a timely manner. So as far as, because the funding is, that's a separate, that's the discussion on a pilot program.
I'm talking about the funding of
the housing study.
That's what I'm talking about.
People have been talking about we need an update. And like I said, once again, I am just shocked to hear now that Brenda Dreyer is saying that it should wait to go through the housing trust fund. Because she
didn't say that.
Okay.
I talked to both the chair and the vice chair, and they both agree, and maybe it's president, so maybe I'm misstating that position, but Amber Corriere and Brenda Dreyer, right, talked to both of them, and the concern from both of them is that this thing get moving in too many different directions while they try to formulate their group.
But how, and where I'm not understanding is how it would impact them. Their group has already done a mini study related to the low income portion of this, because they needed to compile that information from already existing areas to go ahead and even get their approval to be a housing trust fund state. So they have a 20-page mini report from existing information, okay? This housing study is for new information throughout all of the communities about what is the housing stock out
which
there.
Which IFA is working on right now, which and we don't know exactly what we're getting back
from. Correct. That is correct. And then when we discussed IFA, it was then to take what IFA has, determine what still needed to be done to produce the type of comprehensive need study assessment that was comparable or even more expanded to what was done in 1998, all right, and has been done by several different counties around the state, okay? So once again, I don't see where we are interfering with the Housing Trust Fund at all because they're concentrating on formalizing themselves to be able to fund. Now, what happens in the future, with them being the point, possible focal point of our money in the future, going to fund programs,
mm-hmm.
right, or fund agencies who will fund people, I don't see how a housing needs assessment gets in the way of them at all. In the meantime, if we are producing...
It's about asking the right questions and making sure that they, among others, you mentioned the realtors, I would mention the Story County Economic Development Group.
Absolutely.
There's multiple stakeholders in this thing, and I truly view the Board of Supervisors' role as a funder of some project that some other entity or group of entities is going to spearhead. And the reality is, so I heard you complain, Loris, that, well, nobody's doing it in a timely enough manner. If there's funding available, then I think it will get done, and it will get done from the right entities. And so the pushback you're getting from me, just be completely clear, is this concept that Story County has to kind of go it alone in this process.
Okay. I thank you for making your point clear, because I thought today we were having a discussion on the money. And so if Story County funds it, but Story County doesn't do it, let's say that the realtors decide to form, that there's someone from the real estate group and somebody from the house traveling trust fund and somebody from, I don't know, other housing groups. Let's say that we invite, or they, one of them takes the lead to invite all these different entities to the table and conduct it. I'm good with that. If staff feel they don't want to take it on, I know Leanne has so much experience when it comes to housing, more than I ever knew until she, Deb, and I sat down and talked and realized that she's got a background here. And Deb has certainly participated in other countywide type studies, all right? But if you want to say to a different group instead, look, we're making this money available, it's up to you guys to form the task force, and we'll just have a wrap on it or whatever.
Well, yeah, I'm not suggesting for a second that we don't want to draw on Leanne and Deb's experience,
right.
But I see that as a piece rather than us being complete.
Okay, so we're still going to do that.
I have no doubt through this process whether it plays out quickly or shortly or slowly. I don't know the terms of quite complicated in that sense. Anybody's going to forget that they're going to come to us for dollars. I think that as the organizations formulate themselves and have a plan going forward, they will come to us, include us, and we have the ability to be a funder to have a conversation so we can shape the direction that they propose.
And remember, you know, let's put into light here, how this all started is that the last study done was joined between Ames and Story County. I mean, that's how, if you want, that I decided to step up to the plate to check this out was because, who were the entities who were able to pull it together last?
Did Ames at any time represent to you that they wanted us to join them as they did that?
The person who co-chaired the last was the person who suggested to me. I originally was looking at with Story County, and then because I had a couple different discussions with Vanessa. And Vanessa's the one who said, well, of course you want to get closer to the city, because Vanessa was co-chair of Aspen. That's how this all went forward.
I think there's a genesis to it, and we get to the point right now, well, let's focus on dollars. And I guess where I think you're at, and I know where I'm at, is this is a process that is coming into focus in the sense that we are waiting for information given to us, so that we actually have a little bit of information to operate from.
Information as in, we had put a proposal.
I'm talking about the IFA. Last time we had this conversation when you brought your pilot program to us, we said that, okay, the timeline is it goes forward. I have no doubt we're going to appropriate dollars to this. I don't know if today's the day.
And so I would suggest this. So we've got $4,510 yet in the FY18 budget. That's a good placeholder. But that's a good placeholder. So there's money sitting there this year if we needed any. I'm suggesting that as a placeholder, we stick $5,000 in the budget for next year, and we just see how this thing starts to organically grow. Marty, I think it's a key conversation that you've got to have in your first meetings with the Housing Trust Fund Board. I think we continue to talk to Bruce. I know I'm going to mention this to a couple of the local developers and say, you guys ought to be thinking about how you want to be involved in something like this. That could very easily be the thing that Kurt Friedrich was suggesting the other day. He was talking about regulations, absolutely.
And now I want to jump back a step.
Yep.
Okay, clarify. You're going to talk to people, I'm going to talk to people, yep, or whatever, but one of the points of what was that letter, okay, put before you guys, and suggestion, proposal, whatever, was that we were the task force. So now what I'm hearing is that our staff would not even, help assist the task force.
I think it's a great question. I'm suggesting that my comfort level is that, no, we would not form the task force. If a task force starts to form, we would absolutely hope to be, I look at Leanne, I would absolutely like Leanne to be part of that task force. I'm suggesting that Story County allow this to happen, support this happening, but that we are not the instigator of making this happen. And I know you and I are different on that.
Need to be the instigator or it won't happen.
Well, yes, I believe
it'll be 3 or 4 years down the road. I know I've been a pet. Okay? But these various entities are going to say, I believe, having come to this community for a long time, that what the trust fund says, well, we don't want too many other people in what we're wanting to do, where we don't, messing with us. And then the developers are going to say, we don't want anybody messing up what we're doing or whatever. And that's why a government entity like Story County, and I think it is Story County, the city doesn't want to come on as a partner, I believe that's why we take the lead in forming it. We are really a disinterested party other than trying to get it done.
Right. Okay.
And I don't believe that all these other factions out there will be able to come together in even a moderately timely fashion to be able to do it.
Well, but that's our community, right? So if there's not the impetus from our community to get it done, then even when it's completed, nothing will happen with it. Two, we don't know what's going to be in the IFA study, so we don't know yet exactly what else is necessary. Three, the city of Ames is doing their own in-house work, which is 18 months away from having that information. And until we have that information, everything else is kind of moot because you don't know what Story County looks like if you just have a big blank space on the map and it includes 2/3 of our population.
In agreement with that, I already addressed about
that.
So, basically, we put a $5,000 placeholder in for the rest of fiscal year.
We're talking about putting that in. I've made a suggestion that we put that in.
For 19.
$4,510 just stays, so we spent zero of that. It stays for 18. And then I'm suggesting that we plug $5,000 in as a placeholder for 19, and we see what develops.
I'm not clear where the $4,510 came from, first of all.
Well, it's something that I don't remember exactly. That would have been me and Paul and Wayne, because it's $4,506 was plugged in for FY 17, and it carried forward into 18. And so, do you remember what that was? I don't either. But I'm saying the dollars are there right now. So we'll leave those dollars there.
Do what, though? Because we're not doing a new housing study.
It was some kind of housing. What I have under, I mean, that's the description of housing study, and
I don't remember where it came from.
I can get you that information when I find it in a board meeting, but I know that I carry it forward for a reason.
Because as I hear it, this is just $4,500. What I'm hearing from Rick and Marty is that $4,500 you're going to give to somebody else to do a housing study, to do a housing study at some point.
It's $4,500 that we have a budgeted available. If there's a need for it, we need to dig in and figure out what the need. And then I'm suggesting the same thing about the next 5,000 is if there's a need for it. I'm not suggesting that we just spend this money unless somebody comes forward to put together a plan. And again, until we see the IFA study and it's digested by those that are interested in the community to know what we're missing, what holes it has, I don't even know that there's going to... Maybe IFA's going to do a phenomenal job. Maybe it's going to have all the information we need to really get started on some of these things.
Then the next thing I just want to clarify, you said it may have to be part of that, the task force. I'm going to lobby very hard, okay, that we also have an elected official to the board on that task force. I just want to make that clear because it's beginning to be my experience. It's been my experience, I think, is that we say something up here, it's not really agreed upon or whatever, or unless we all make all our points known, then I don't think we're all operating.
But if we're not the ones, so Lord, I don't know how we would commit to that. The only way that we could commit that we're going to have one of the three of us on a group is we're the ones forming the group. And I'm telling you, I don't want us to be the one forming the group. Clearly you do. Marty, you want to speak to where you stand on that?
I am comfortable with being on that housing trust board. I guess I have a role in this on a going forward basis. We chose that.
Well, okay, on the housing trust fund, but all of a sudden it sounds like with the conversation that Rick has had with two people from the housing trust fund, they, I believe, are providing their input, but it's being given, I think, an exaggerated sense of importance given how they are not really able to function right now. And by their own admission.
Which was exactly what they said. So I don't know how that's exaggerated. That's exactly what they said.
How about you help me here, Loris? If $4,500 doesn't give you happiness, what's your number? What do you want to see in the 19 budget in that? I mean, we got a blank drawn there. Give me that number.
Enough of money, I think $25,000 that might be enough impetus for those creditors that we're talking about to make it worth their while to look at forming a task force. Telling them we have at least $25,000 available for you to start to enhance whatever comes out of the Iowa Financial Authority so that they are not, so that those entities who express an interest in coming to the table to form that task force are entities who know that they don't have to scramble for their additional dollars.
Like what kind of entities, I guess, help me here?
Well, that's where we're at, too. The task force that was originally formed in 1998 was 24 individuals from various factions and various communities around the county. I have received what I felt was good advice from the director of planning and development and also Vanessa Latimer, both at Lewisburg Ames Planning and Development. So both of them have suggested that the task force be no more than 12 to 14 people. So basically half of what was convened in 98. Vanessa has also clarified the reason they had so many people from before was because it was the grant funding money required that many people on the task force, required that many representatives from different factions. So you would be talking about somebody from the Story County Housing Task Force. I believe it would be appropriate to have someone from the Story County or Ames, Central Iowa, I guess it is, Real Estate Association. All right. It would be to have a developer from the community and not necessarily the Ames area. They don't have an organized group, from my understanding. Okay. There would be someone from the Story County Economic Development Group, I believe, so they would have to pick a representative. I think a city administrator from a city outside of Ames once again, that might be through Stark County Economic Development Group. To have someone from the Rental Association, I'm only aware of the Ames Rental Association, but it's possible that they also have members that, you know, have throughout there, okay? An elected official other than one of us, so that would be at least one either mayor or city council person who would be interested. I think we need a couple of just citizens. And the citizen group would be probably one of the biggest discussions the task force, the initial group, would have. But there need to be a couple of people, either from neighborhood groups, association groups, if that tends to be, once again, age-centric, but we might be able to find somebody else out in the community. And also, the others, some positions that I'm not even taking up. But right off the bat, so kind of think that would be who would be the people who would be most likely interested in forming a task force and would be the best representative. The issue now I see from a practical standpoint is that we're not at least helping form that task force. How do you get all these groups together to decide to agree that they will be the task force without one of them saying, well, I think, say, the developers, every developer wants to be on it. We should have definitely some representative of a planning and zoning board, or maybe our planning and zoning board, although we only deal with the unincorporated areas. So then, you know, so that I believe, and I can check with Vanessa, is probably one reason why they decided the county and city would take the lead on forming this and doing this, is because at least there were somewhat impartial entities who were kind of saying, okay, these are who are going to be the representatives.
Yeah, but let's just be clear. The city of Ames has no influence.
I understand that. It's doing this now.
Right.
That doesn't mean we don't have other entities out there, including other government entities, who are interested in it. The result is we went around and did progress just to say we're trying to work on something like this, and saying, how do we. And the reception was positive. He said, oh, good, that's great. I mean, we had buy-in out of the court.
Yeah, so I think it's a combination. You're asking about where the initial momentum should come from. I believe it's a combination of the Story County Housing Trust Fund Board and the Story County Economic Development Group would be the two that I would see. Go ahead.
Well, I'm just throwing this out there. It does delay really a lot happening yet this fiscal year, but I don't know that that's... Knowing IFA will be releasing hopefully in February, but then you might want to say March.
Right.
For the expectation that we'd have any monies expended yet this fiscal year starts to really lower. We are planning for the Economic Development Summit, bringing IFA in to do a breakout session of a study, and then let it be organic from then.
At that point.
After July 1. Yeah, the summit we're looking in August. So we're in next fiscal year, just letting it, organically occur that those are in attendance, take it and champion it and go forward. And then I'm thinking out loud as this kind of spills out of my mouth. I mean, it's not trying to tie it back to Economic Development Group then. We definitely want the Housing Trust to be a participant of that summit. And it just maybe will allow it to just kind of evolve.
I think that's a wonderful suggestion. It sounds like a lot of steps. It gives the organic. Certainly, then, gets you involved. Okay, or hopefully would keep you involved. Okay, in it. I'm good with that. Okay, if given that it looks like there's a 2-1 fall on the low losing end here, so I likely am compromised.
Well, I don't know where it comes. I mean, I think that's exactly what I was asking for. I mean, that is exactly, well, I didn't have the specific vision down. That's exactly what I've been saying, Morris, from the get-go. So I appreciate that.
Well, she's I like that she's focused in more on there might be a group to pick up the charge that and do that and take it. So thank you, Lena.
I appreciate the timeline because I knew haste wasn't necessarily a part of this discussion. It was flavoring it. Now it gives me a little bit more of an informed basis on the appropriating side of things. I think we leave the $5,000 there, knowing that you're going to be likely as the ask comes to us as it will, that's when you have that discussion as to how much.
So that, so we're looking at whatever we may carry over the 45 again, or what you may.
Since it's in August, it's likely it will carry over.
We're holding it there, and we have the conversation as these things come into focus through the disparate groups with the additional knowledge that we're likely to get later rather than sooner, that we know a little bit more of what is going to be expected out of us. On a leadership basis, well, guess what was NACER in today's world? I'm willing to talk to any of the stakeholder groups you need and see what they want to do. I don't want to be a decision maker on their behalf. In the sense that, you know, you talked about developers, you talked about cities, I mean, everybody here has a financial stake, and maybe we let that conversation drive us up, but we're at the table with it.
So, so 5,000 for fiscal year 19, we look at all of us talking, the various entities, centered around the Story County Economic Development Group's Economic Summit and the presentation in August.
All we're deciding today is the number we're putting in the budget. Well, everything else flows from that. But yeah,
I think that's exactly the conversation we're talking about, Adam.
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm comfortable with
that. We are. Okay, and I just need to know the differentiation because
it's not Tuesday morning and this is not on an agenda, and so we cannot make a decision. What you just laid out,
right.
We cannot make that decision today. And that's awesome. I think you heard it exactly right, Loris. I would agree with you completely. I just wanted to make sure that we're clear that this is not some kind of formal decision we're making of how this is going to move forward. This is a conversation about plugging $5,000 into a budget.
Okay. And then my other question has to do with the pilot program that is with legal. And I have heard that from Ethan that he expects it will take another 2 to 3 weeks. I mean, I heard a couple weeks ago that it was a month out or more to look at. And we certainly know that, you know, we have presented a timeline then. So this pilot program part, that would be us taking the first step to see how we might also be able to help finance individual projects and the housing stock until the housing trust fund is in a position to decide whether they may be able to take on operations of some kind of program. So where do we stand there? Because as I said, we sent it to legal to ascertain if it was in fact viable.
Yeah. Well, I would probably wait. The thing is, you're trying to have a conversation about something you don't know.
Yeah, so I agree with that, Marty, but I think it's a reasonable question from Loris. I would be opposed to plugging $150,000 into this year's budget because I don't think we're going to be ready for it at that point. So that's regardless of what legal says there. And I'm not opposed to the project, assuming that it's allowed by law. I'm opposed to the timing. I don't think if we're talking about August before we ever start talking about this, it's not going to happen in FY19.
And my question then is why was this necessarily have to wait until fiscal year 2020? I understand August, the summit is in August, but could we not have our opinions from legal yet? We could also introduce that at the economic summit and maybe get some use out of it. And if we change the deadlines, I mean, obviously we've got a layout of timeline in that proposal that would need to change, but why would we?
Well, so it's philosophically for me, if this is what we want to do and we're going to do it, why the heck would we do a study? And if we're going to do a study, why the heck would we throw something in there that's going to be part of the study before the study's done?
We know that he is out there. It sounds like, Marty, from the people that you talked to, Marty, the people were already out there doing things.
They are on their own behalf for the people that you're trying to benefit and help in our community, because each community has their own version of what their housing study or their housing needs are.
And you don't think that they would be welcome a program like this?
I think the conversation has already begun. The fact that we, you know, seek to reintroduce a conversation, we'll probably have them looking back, not forward.
I can tell you, I mean, just in the conversation, you know, I wish town do you want to hear about?
as far as what they're doing on their own behalf.
They are.
I mean, they're not leaving it to us. I mean, let's not deceive ourselves. The communities in this county do not wait for us to act or fund. I think Ames is clearly the first one in that order,
but everyone is operating
in what they need and what they know and what they can get people to do with their dollars. Sure, the city governments act as a partner, but then again, primarily, it's jumping out of the private sector, not the government sector.
So is there any willingness to bring this pilot program out of
legal? Yes. Yes, we've already, we've committed to doing it. I love to hear what you guys say. Maybe there's something that is worthy of additional discussion. I'm not going to put anybody in the attorney's office on a sideline. Let's have a brief. Who gets it? We get it.
I think this is a funding. I think this is a funding component, Loris, and I believe it's going to probably ultimately look pretty similar to what you brought forth. I see a few little differences, but assuming they tell us it's legal, I honestly think that is a program that we're going to see become part of the fabric of Story County. I just don't believe it's in 2019. That's the conversation we're having right now. Okay, all right, can we move on?
All right. Okay, I just want to, before we get past the 4-H, I had a conversation with the airport.
Yeah, okay, so we won't get past that because right now we're going just above that. Economic development TIF, we got 273 in there. That's for projects that we've already approved. Is that right, Markley? So the conversation needs to be had of are we going to offer the potential for projects in FY19.
Leah and I have had this conversation briefly. My recommendation is to not do that because the dollars left in that fund right now are limited, like to less than $10,000.
Well, the rollback, that's one of the places that the rollback hit us harder than we expected.
So, for the current, for the upcoming year, my recommendation to Leah was that we not fund any projects. But we got to see where it goes from there, because hopefully we'll have a better idea if we'll have more of the witness coming on too. So there's like three of them that are on the list for revenue.
Because they stage
seven.
Right. Let's just be really, really clear what we've got here. So we've got multiple components that go along with it, right? We've got the component of we've got the 50% that we book. And out of that 50%, we make our bond payments, which are exclusively for Dacob's Lake and Tedesco.
Correct.
We've got the potential of one more $1 million funding.
And what I'm saying about not creating specific
you're saying
has
the micro
to do
projects,
with
right?
Has to do with the fact that we're going to have to bond payment that we're going to have to get for.
And we're going to be bringing all of our windmills. Now, I like that Marty's trying to get more windmills built for us, but we'll have all our windmills built.
Revenue streams. Yep. And the thing is, it will bring here an hour or not.
But I just want to make sure everybody was clear that the 273 is, in fact, projects that we approved. That's where those dollars are, and then while we would not make the decision here today, from a budgetary perspective, we would make the decision today on whether we're going to plan on offering projects, whether there was going to be funding to offer new projects in calendar year 19 to be funded partially. So, discussion.
I guess I have the same experience as whatever is happening. I don't think we need to get over ourselves and over again. We will find out here probably soon about what the legislation is going to be. We have a plan to, and we know we can really turn it back on.
I agree. I mean, there's steps there's language specifically in there that says these are not guaranteed every year. I mean, that's a summarization, not a direct quote, but, you know, that this has always been as per our abilities and our projection of our financial future.
Yep.
I agree with Lisa.
That's true.
Be conservative right now.
Okay. Good. So we've got the 273, 350, which is already a decision we made, won't require any additional decision from the board.
And I'll put that on next Tuesday's agenda so I can get that to the communities too.
Okay. Next line down is Historical Society. We had Historical Society join us this year.
Instead of 9, we're funding
10.
Oh, my God.
Instead of
10. They're asking that we fund them also.
Is it, I thought it was 10 to 11. It's 9 to 10?
9 to 10.
Okay.
Who is the new one?
Cola.
They hadn't officially joined the historical group. Is that a good way to put it?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
So my suggestion is this. I don't want the addition of a historical society to force them to go down the ones they're already getting. I'm suggesting we take that to a $35,000 line item. So we have $4,000 to it.
Excellent.
That would mean the 10 of them will each get $3,500.
Okay.
4-H, Marty.
4-H had a conversation as we had spoken last week in regards to the notification by the Air Force several weeks ago that Ryerson is going to be building facilities to house their own combines and equipment, meaning that the space would become available. The Air Force, Dave Moody, had thought that would be appropriate that the county could then look to have the space provided to them. In talking to facilities, they had said through the storage process it would probably be an electrical draw component. So we would be taking electricity from the Fair Boards. So I would think that on a funding basis, not only use of facilities, but we would be consuming a consumable and that there is I would say that I would probably ask that we look for a, you know, a modest amount of money that we have here. Because it's certain it's really a need that we clearly have enough of the water outside.
Okay. So the conversation that we had, so we met with the Fair Board a week or so ago. And remember now, they're only expecting 50 plugs, right? We've got 52 plugged in, but for whatever reason, they've only got 50 plugged in. We talked about the possibility, well, we knew we had 52, but we talked about the possibility of that extra 2 being sufficient for their operations and extra 2 for their capital projects. And they know they need a new roof, they know that, you know, things like that. And then I would suggest, so I'd suggest leave it at 52, but 2 of that 52 is for capital improvements. And then I would suggest adding another 2 to it for the use of facilities when they're available.
I was thinking 55.
Cut out 3.
And 3,000.
Are
you thinking a different number?
The thing is, we have not had a conversation, and they're all tire figures, so I think facilities will be in our end of it, and they're going to be on their side of it. I think we're going to find, you know, a happy meeting. But, you know, they're 4 blocks from us. They have the ability to do things in a very cheap manner that will serve us. And I don't know what I'm comfortable with even on.
Yeah, so I'm good at 55. So the 55 in my mind would be 50,000 for their operations, 2,000 for capital improvements, and 3,000 for use of the space, but that includes any cost for the use of space, like electric or
anything. And that's a discussion that I'm going to do. I'll do the introduction step away from, and you can have facilities come and tell you what they put in it up.
Okay. Good, good.
Okay. Well,
office equipment and furniture, what are we getting?
That is $50,000 that we've talked about putting away for. Assigned for by this for election equipment.
Over and down the road, okay.
Out of supplement.
Okay. What's the next line we need to talk about?
It
has been a good conversation.
It's been a great conversation.
Thanks.
Alyssa, you're good with 25,000. I love the training sessions that you guys have been putting on.
We haven't quite reached that much, but like this year, we might have a specific plus. We talked about IT budget, but that would not come out of IT if we have a county line. So.
And the safety training, yeah. Also doesn't come out of the safety.
Okay. If I can remember to code it.
If Alyssa remembers.
For those that are recurring people. I know.
What's nice on this is the fact that you're going to laugh on the thing. You are going to fat.
How about that?
That's huge because that's over $800,000.
Well, it's a combination of the Justice Center and the $9 million that was borrowed to pay for these service rates. It's awesome that we're to the end of that.
One thing I do want to note, it was on our narrative, but our employees' insurances did go down substantially just because we have people. What we pay for retiree insurances is lower this year than it's been, but that's going to change because more people are going to qualify the more years we get into this. So just be ready for that.
And quite frankly, that's a list of. And Noelle, give me a number of what it looks like just based on who we have right now on the retiree insurance. And then we end up having to amend if more people go on in fiscal year or retire and take it that we're unaware of. We can't tell people we have to take it.
And I have no idea.
So it's quote unquote a placeholder.
Leanne, you're going to get the Coop Cog supplies done yet this year?
Mm-hmm. Okay. That is following my eyeball path there. So the C2C implementation cost is $70,000 and the Coop Cog supplies are
$10,000.
Right. Okay, all
right.
But okay, so what do you want
for 19?
How much do you need?
Right.
I'm just trying to draw my lines. I never heard of the amount that you thought you were spending.
The supply gets 14, whatever it is. Sorry, my phone died, so, I mean, it was like 2%, so.
It's got an aviary. It doesn't work about the inspections.
Got the bill for that. I think you're approving it. I was Department of
Aviary,
whatever. So, I have 16,000 re-estimated in that management services. Okay. And we've spent 5,300, so that means there's about 11,000 there. So how much you're saying we're going to spend
for management services?
You had budgeted for
this is your C2C implementation and Coop Cog supplies.
Yeah.
What are we going to spend yet this year?
The Coop Cog is 14,000 something.
And we haven't spent any.
No, I didn't know it was in there.
Okay.
So, that's right.
Yep.
And then the C2C, the implementation is not going to come to you until later February.
What's our cost going to be this year?
A lot of that is from Jerry's work program. Do you remember, like, he had some for...
Question.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to work on that.
Yeah, I didn't have any under those.
All right.
I can touch base with Jerry and find out.
Well, let's ask Deb, would you mind touching base with Jerry and just seeing, are we going to spend that $70,000? So I'm hearing that we need to up you to 10 to 14.
That's what the estimates were.
Okay.
It'd be great if I can do it for less.
Okay. But we're good on 19 budget. For either of those, but I was talking about, like, we got 5,400 in miscellaneous. What is that? Do we generally spend miscellaneous in management services? Tell me what we spent money on.
Oh.
What are we planning on spending it for in 19?
I have no idea. I'm putting dollars in here so that we have an amount.
Based on what we've done in the past.
Based on what we've done
and so that 5,400 was taken care of the cemetery.
Well, and in the past, it's been, there hasn't been another line item that budget. That's the answer.
And the drainage assessment, based on what could be county drainage.
This is your swag number.
Correct.
All right.
So you do what you want with it. This year you've budgeted 34.2, and we did not put the 70,000 in this year. That was a that re-estimate. I don't know where that 70 came from for sure.
Okay.
We put a total of 34.2. We spent 5,300 total.
Okay.
Now that 5,300. Employee background checks is the majority of it.
Right.
And the ED reverse special assessment comes automatically at the beginning of the fiscal year, so I know we've spent that.
Okay.
That's mainly what's come out of the client end at this point in time. And the reason I called it management services years and years and years and years ago is because the state auditors don't like unknown services.
Right. Okay. You feel good about what you plugged in for 19?
I have no idea what it is.
Well, that's 18, though. I'm hearing you're going to get that done in 18.
Mm-hmm. 14,000
to 14.
Okay. So, just get back to me.
Okay.
So right now I'm going to re-estimate turn here to 20 without them CCC is
figured out from that. Okay.
About very little, for example, 4,700 of this year. No, there's 9,100. So we're to the point where it's $20 going for 12. Prior to that, before
it was well as
well. Yep.
Okay. We got $8,000 is enough for the extra breakfast we want to do and stuff.
I think it's about $1,200 to $1,500 per, and then the rest is for
the awards.
So I think we estimated about $1,500 each, and then the awards they vary from what they choose.
Right.
I think $8,000
is enough. Okay. Anything else, Laura or Marty, that you want to talk about?
Student membership. How much were we adding there? Did you guys find? We did add.
We added.
So, the motor vehicle for the motor vehicle for facilities. We want to try to make that adjust. Is that my understanding?
Yeah, I'd like to get it this year. I think they said they're doing more. I mean, probably getting it this year. So we take that 33.5 out for 19, but plug it into 18. Okay. Do we want to start to up our insurance? Where are we going to up our insurance?
Health insurance?
Yeah.
My guess.
I'll know by next time. Well, February 1st, they told me. They're meeting again with their actuarial.
Do we need to have a Tuesday morning conversation about going to self-insurance? Tell me how that conversation appropriately happens. Clearly, it's a huge budgetary implication.
I think that'll come to you at a Tuesday meeting, depending on our renewal. And I can come either way and have the board make a decision whether you want to leave 100%. Regardless of whether you fund it self-insured or 100% through the carrier, the premiums are going to pretty much be what the premiums are going to be.
Absolutely.
So the funding, I mean, it would just be moving.
And then, so maybe it's not a huge budgetary implication. Maybe it's simply saying, okay, now you've got to assign $1 million.
I mean, you're paying the insurance company the premiums, we're paying ourselves 75% of the premiums, and the rest are going.
Well, but I'm just thinking that it would create either new line items or create these line items that look entirely differently if it was all coming into us and then we were paying stuff directly. Right? Or are we still writing the check to insurance processing?
Maybe it doesn't change anything.
We're still funding 91,000, even for self-insured. Because we're self-insured for dental. It's a different line item that we pay the claims out of.
Right. The way we're self-insuring dental is it affects none of this.
Okay. If we were to go to self-insurance,
it would affect that a bit.
Okay.
What we would need to do is find dollars to
deposit
it into the reserve.
Okay.
Just on the capital projects and the Justice Center model, did we have a conversation as far as just the engineering study and not doing anything like that? We had that discussion. Did we put something in the 19, or was that just say, oh no, we're not that far along the way?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, that would be that.
But I didn't print out the new one. Yeah. Yeah, it's just like you should print out the
draft. Yeah. Okay. Do you see that coming into the.
It was just in a project, Courthouse and Building Security Attorney's Office, Consolidation of the Jelly.
But so doesn't that come out of, or would potentially something like that come out of our capital improvement fund and we'll go 33% or something like that? Right.
But yeah.
Right. So what's the 116 that we had in there for that 33%?
That's the balance left after you.
That's what's in there right now.
That's what's in there right now.
And so you've got it. You've got that we're budgeting that.
We
just don't know where we're
spending.
We have the dollars when we go.
Potential. You have $116,000 that you could use on something.
But that's only potential.
We would have to decide that on a Tuesday.
Right. Okay. But I'm back to when is it that we are just going to shove something into the budget when we've decided it? And when is it when we're
shoving
anything
different
with cash?
Yeah, and so this is that fund that would so two different things. One is you're thinking of an item that we're going to purchase,
right.
And we don't put that, or at least my philosophy is we don't put that in until we know what it is. This is a fund we're talking about. So we started doing the TIF program, we established a fund and we said we're going to take 50% of the TIF and use it for those kind of projects, and the other 50% we're going to divide by three, and we're going to put a third of it into growth, right? A third of it just goes into the general fund to be able to pay for everything else. A third of it's going to go to capital projects, and what was the final third? Off the top of your head.
Okay, exactly.
The 50%, the second 50% of the TIF. Where are those?
Small communities? Small communities.
Small communities.
Yeah.
That 42.5 comes from.
Right.
Small communities.
So it's a fund that's created, and all I'm saying is if we decided to do the Justice Center study, dust that off, this is a potential place those dollars could come from, which is why I'm saying we don't need to plug it in somewhere else in places.
Okay.
Does that make sense as to what the difference is?
Okay. And those dollars are... they're a separate fund, quote unquote, kept track of stuff that I just basically. So when I put it in there, it's because this is what you guys have available. And so if you don't have it, it'll be not in there.
It's just if we decide to spend
it. You're assigned funds, okay?
Yep.
So the only other thing I was going to note is up above there, buildings and equipment, that's $125,000. Is what the board has been discussing for animal control. So I moved that to 18 because he wanted me to leave $200,000, $150,000 in 18. so I think this should probably be an 18 also.
So the 125 goes to 18.
Goes to 18, right.
Okay.
We pull that.
And wouldn't that be 150 now? If you're looking at 150 from the...
We're talking about 300,000.
Okay, we're talking about 300,000.
So 150 in 18. Okay. Anything else on this page? Anything else on countywide? All right, what else, Lisa?
My assumption is you want me to put all these numbers that we've talked in the last week and a half. Where we're at, yep. Come back to you. Well, obviously we're going to use treasure this afternoon, but after that point in time, I'll come back to you next Monday if I don't have a schedule.
Okay.
And then we can talk about how much the transferring the secondary roads, which hopefully he will know by then.
Right.
This budget can be done. So we can have those discussions where you want those budgets.
That's where we talk about levy rate. That's where we would get to the end of what our publication looks like.
Okay, and just to clarify, I wrote down some topics here about that have come up that we don't have it here because they're all in transit. All right. Yeah. But so it sounds like we have no expectation to have to spend any money for the 8911 radio in fiscal year 19, correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Wait. No expectation to have to spend money in FY19 for radios or the new build out. It is possible, and this could actually happen in 18, it is possible that there could be some kind of unknown request to fund the consultant getting us to the end of the process. Okay? So I didn't want to leave you with pretty. I think it's an 18 request. I don't know. But yet you're right, nothing's built into the 19 budget.
Okay, the Healthy Lifestyle Center, we are at least in 2020. As far as anyone knows at this given date.
Yeah, so that's a conversation that's going to happen. So we go on the 5th right. to that joint meeting between us, Mary Greeley trustees, city council. And my understanding at this point, Deb, is that we're looking at an April of 2020 for the rep bond.
They're hoping for November of 18, it
could be April of 19. Right. It could be March. They could either do it in November or March. And so the conversation that we're going to have that we can't have right now, Doris, is what is this board's philosophy going to be in terms of is the board making some kind of commitment prior to a vote for the bonding? So does the board supervisor get out ahead of knowing if it's doable or not doable? And we're going to have a timing conversation about when, in fact, this comes to us on the board of supervisors as to what our exact involvement is. Okay?
Capital.
Operating
mode. So, okay. I was going to say a question, but I think it's actually a discussion.
We'll
have
that.
Yeah. So, Story County Medical Center's request. They came and asked for up to $700,000. And even in looking into the ability for them to, the ability for the county to provide any assistance when they still have loving them.
Right.
Okay. All right. And this is the kind of information I'm going to thank you for this, but knowing that we're looking into that rather than just. Okay. All right. The Nevada Rec Center. Right?
Any further than that is a dual track program with the expectation, much like the Healthy Life Center, there will be an ask for us on the contest. Program desired to come up with very positive.
And is it likely that is that request likely to come in 2019 for money?
I would think so because the timeline on a going forward basis trying to see discussions so starting later this fall, going through 19 with the inflation being that as well. So I would split the baby on that and say it's 19.
Okay, got it. This new joint storage facility, you know, is the property you can decide, or part of the neighbor. Okay, you're okay. Okay, so.
That's just a conversation at this point, and I think it's worse for. We've given ourselves through just notification in a way that I didn't realize that I found out about it. But if I foster some of the storage that we might be looking to do, might just already be here. So this is a conceptual discussion. I would tell you, though, that you have the Sheriff's Department that's deeply invested in having a facility provide this thing. But I thought it was not fun.
Okay. Then I just have, just as a heads up here, it is only in the conceptual basis, okay, the possibility of a workforce transportation survey, that would be probably a joint type of thing, don't know how that would be formulated yet, just really start conversations during the conceptual, okay, and then also a workforce transportation pilot. That Brandon and I discussed briefly, and that would be like maybe the county paying for a contract being worked out between HRDA and one or more employers in the area to provide just some workforce transportation, and maybe we pick up the first month of cost or something. I mean, we're talking $10,000 or less on that, we're thinking, because the companies are kicking in, they're conceptual in, yes, but I wanted to just let you know that they were radar type stuff. The street engineering, I'm going to go talk to 20,000 in Louisiana, I'm talking about prairies, prairie rivers, et cetera. We've been at 30, just sit here smiling, prairie rivers, what's up there? Well, that smile tells me there's something up
there. No, it tells me, I am not completely appreciative of how that's been handled, and that's what that smile was.
Okay, from our standpoint,
I just didn't leave it right there.
All right, that's fine. Then I believe we already discussed that it would be appropriate to see some kind of things to be ordered. Okay?
And you need to go and lose out on that for.
I thought he had told me that before, but anyway, so, okay, well, we'll see where it goes, if anything. Just like to let you know, we did talk to the Tribune publisher and director of marketing right after the first of the year. We've already gone through some budgets, but I just thought I'd give you a couple of updates here. They did send me a sample contract that to be forwarded to our legal department after we decided if we were going to fund it. Okay, so I will send that, and then that will come on a Tuesday morning. That their rate would be the same, okay, the delivery would be the same, et cetera. And I did inquire about actual circulation numbers, okay, pointing out that our anecdotal information says there's enough that we have gaps, all right? And the publisher pulled out an actual from his computer and read me off the specifics for the individual towns. And it comes up, they show that there's 25,000 of them going out in Ames and Gilbert, with 22,000 of them being in kind of like direct mail, another 3,400 of them, it appears, like might be in the or direct mail or subscriptions, and then another 3,400 of them that would be circulated in other boxes, et cetera. So we've got about 25,000 there. And then he gave me for like Colo about the mailing, there's about 550, Collins 370, Cambridge about 500, Huxley's getting 1,300 mailed out. Kelly was actually 270, which I guess pretty well takes care of all the households almost in Kelly. But and then there are some honor boxes out there. I mean, I could read these all off.
But I think we're
getting with the 30,000 that we were told.
I think we're getting great circulation. I just think that the Ames Bridge should probably make sure they're delivering to the chair of the board's house.
That's right. And you know, actually, I even sent them your address.
I just said, I know of one for sure in Story County that's not yet.
What did they say for Nevada?
Nevada, they said 3,500.
How about this? I get yours on Tuesday and Wednesday. It comes in both.
Oh, so you get mine.
Right.
You're supposed to be bringing
it. Oh, okay, thank you. I will go back. We will address these between
yeah, I don't get it.
That, you know, over the year.
What is this for?
What is it? So, and I do know from being in the industry previously that that happens sometimes that we get to, because this is like we get five flyers.
Here's where we get to go with that. The county pays $12,000 a year for this. And you're putting in two a week to begin Wednesday, so it's going to cost me half of that. That's where my head goes with this.
Yeah, so. And it's in your mailbox or in your newspaper?
Newspaper.
Yeah.
So you're saying this is Thursday in your newspaper, but Thursday when I get ready for that one, right Wednesday, I get my next email because they cut down on their delivery and blah, 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 blah. So I get my newspaper mail.
Yeah. In fact, even Ames is mailed when they can try it.
So, Rick, give me yours, and Leanne, you want to say something?
It's just, are we doing the technical assistance programs?
Oh.
That's just more maybe with that thought, because I'm already getting questions from...
Yeah, so how's it going now?
No, what we provide for reimbursement to the cities, like if they do a capital improvements plan, hire a consultant, Mayor Common G's
program.
This
year off, is that right?
We did it last year too. Then we did the technical assistance to townships programs too that we didn't do anything with. That no one replied.
Yeah, we didn't do anything. How many cities stepped up this year?
Three.
And how many cities?
I don't remember.
And Roland is already in the fire, as I said earlier, for probably end of fiscal year 18 to 19.
Where is that money reflected in the budget?
I think it's just kind of if there's capacity and
okay.
In general.
I didn't notice any big rocks over there.
Okay.
Yeah, something gets decided at the very end.
When they
so.
Right. Anything else for us, Ms. Martin? I need my ears for you. I was talking about me. I was talking about